Lesson 6.
Story page.
Page 74. Task 1. Listen and read. From rock and roll to pop and rap.
The rock and roll started in the United States with black musicians, the great rhythm and blues players, Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, and Chuck Berry.
They're really rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA.
40 years ago, black music and white music were two completely separated things. Chuck Berry was the first black musician to cross the barrier and sell records to both black and white young people. His songs were about the lives of teenagers. In 1958, he had a big hit with Sweet Little 16.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, and Buddy Holly mixed black music with a white country music to create rock and roll.
Come on, everybody, take a real deep breath and repeat after me. I love my baby.
I love my baby.
I love my baby. My baby loves me.
All this was happening in the United States, but people in Britain were listening to this music too. The black rhythm and blues singers and the best rock and roll stars like Buddy Holly and Eddie Cochran were more popular in Britain than in the States.
Then, in the 1960s, a strange thing happened. The wind across the Atlantic Ocean changed direction. The British invaded America. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Kings, the Who. There were concerts with tens of thousands of fans. Girls screamed and fainted. The name of the music, rock and roll, changed to rock.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
In the 1960s, the style of the musicians changed a lot. Before this time, singers used to dress smartly and have short hair. Then there appeared groups, not solo singers, and they started to wear crazy clothes and their hair got longer and longer. By 1968, groups were all in hippie gear. The guitar became as important as the voice. Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton were guitarists more than singers.
I have a blue before sunrise. Tears standing in my eyes.
In the 1970s, rock went into two different directions. On the soft side, Elton John, Rod Stewart, and the Swedish group ABBA became very popular with people of all ages.
So I made up my mind, it must come to an end.
On the hard side, the Sex Pistols, the Stranglers, and the Banshees, and a few other bands started to play loud, violent music called punk. Punk was also important as a fashion in clothes. The punk look is still around today.
Something new and different arrived in 1975. It came from Jamaica in the Caribbean. It had a heavy dance beat, but was not too fast. It was called reggae, and its superstar was Bob Marley. Reggae was a mix of rock, African and South American music. It had a message of peace and optimism. Marley sang, "Don't you worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing gonna be alright."
'Cause every day we pay the price with the level sacrifice. We jam until the jam is through. We jam it.
Today there is a number of different popular music styles: pop, heavy metal, rap, dance, indie, etc. But they all originate from good old rock and roll.
Wop bop a loo mop a lop bop bop toot toot. Oh, root.